And then my other favorite one is in Failure, where he sets it up with, see, I could walk the walk, couldn't really talk the talk, had to get my talk to properly explain my walk, because this lack in talk had my walk looking off. Now I'm over the limp. Watch how they mugs drop when they see my
When they
verb
see my
ain't.
verb is able,
And then
dude.
he ad-libs that with, "That's the usual."
Don't call it a podcast. I've been here for years.
TheKidsWearCrowns.com.
I said, think about your future. You can't do that tomorrow, but you don't hear a word. You see the SLS.
Oh, ye tormented souls. My goal is to sit on the globe like North Poles. And that's the top, man. Going hammer like a Glock cane. All flowing grammar, no shot strain. I'm so sober when I speak. I call it catching bullets with my teeth. You can feel it in your chest, like Bruce Lee jumping on your vest. But I can't feel yours through my Superman S. Yes, I'm Superman out. Red Cartier look like Superman house. Inshallah to my plan, hoping super pans out. My life is like Italians doing 100 miles. And the top open like the roof, I ran out of towels. Walked right into Philippe's when I ran out of chows. Next up is crustaceans and fast food halals. The beef is all the same, it's just how they killing cows. Somebody tell Malcolm X that I'm trying to steal his style. And tell Cornel West that I'm trying to steal his flow. Go back in time, take the slaves, plow shovels and they hoes. They masters get the it was written intro. SLR 10 flow. SLR 10 flow. Soundtrack, let the beat go. Soundtrack, let the beat roll. In this world, I'm so alone.
You know what I'm saying?
In a category all on my own.
So,
cause I tell the world what I want to. Yeah,
I
tell the world what I want to.
That mean I ain't got
man,
no number.
I feel so alone.
Well, I guess I'll just be
treating like an outcast.
A whole nother genre, what I want to.
But you can't tell me what you gon' do. Cause nigga, I don't believe that. Like 9/11 came from Iraq. Mayweather on a speed bag. Automatic weapons keep the same rhythm he has. That's how the hood sound. Grew up in a hood town. West side ghetto, when the city could count. Black skies looking up, crack pipes looking down. Accused of not looking back, blind nigga look around. City on my back, so the shy go air where I'm at. Present so shiny, Mercedes so mad. Cop that from platinum, the color of my plaid. I memorize colors off of yo MTV raps. A nightmare walking in a psychopath's nap. Defeat show purpose like a weed stash in the rehab. And guess who's sneaking in the weed bags? That be me with my me ass. Not trying to be anything but free ass. Flow is so nuts, the track is getting teabagged. Just wanna rap nice, that ain't me tag. If you wanna be mean, then you wanna be me bad. Call it being pretty lyrically swag. Soldier call it Super Lupe lyrical. You can't understand me nor mimic my miracles. All I see is me and I'm a mother loving miracle. Being dope is all in the muscle. It's more than just a pause and a chuckle. A bench press elephants and bowling ball juggle. So don't be scared to take the Super Lou route. Top five alive and I only got two out. School you on your history, I tell you what you bout. Fight for all the right things and let the Huey New out. For real, what these niggas talking about? Two man Big Pun, a one man slaughterhouse. A two album Jay-Z, a one nigga Wu-Tang. Younger 100 most deaf, a conscious rapping Lil Wayne. And I don't care for similarities, cause I'm a pioneer, not a parody. These ain't bars, this is barbarity. SLR, clarity. Yo. In this world, I'm so alone.
You know.
In the category, y'all on my own.
So,
cause I
cool.
Tell the world what I
I'll
want
be zero
to.
Then.
Yeah, I tell
you
the world
saying?
What I want
Two.
To.
I won't even be in the mix.
Man, I feel so
I'll
alone.
Just take myself
so
out.
They treat me like an outsider.
Why they do me like that?
Give me a snack.
Shit is caused,
but
super
you can't
tell
me
what you gon' do, nigga.
Holy shocking on cattle prods. All up in the action with a fraction of the catalog. I'm my peers. I ain't doing numbers like Ambassador, but I'm here and I'm revered. Lyric ball, bass king, master chef, all city chess moves. Mickey Donner digging CRS fool. Carrera era, Panamera F2, Impera free chiller, nigga FNF rules.
Ow. Yeah, what these niggas talking about? A Jesus in the desert walk, a Dundee walk about, a self-imposed exile, learn to let the awesome out. Even if I was homeless, I would still have an awesome house. Cause the world is mine, Lupe to the rescue, the world is fine. Words and lines of mine I feel are better than every rap in the world combined. And that's how you do it, everything fluid, everything fluid. Stupid with the raps, but the raps never stupid. Track on the music, SLR ruthless. And the next whip is that Ferrari car. Game over, body parts. In this world I'm so alone, in the category
ladies,
on my own.
On the way,
tell the world what I want to.
Yeah, tell the world what I want to.
Man, I feel so alone.
So that's
why
you
treat me like an outcast.
Why they do me like that?
Tell the world what I want to.
But you can't tell me what you gon' do, nigga. I know it is, boy. FNF, all city, CRS. Trey, what up?
All right, welcome back. Don't Call the Podcast, episode 25. Courtesy of the kids with crowns.com. We were way off with our episodes. I went back and actually did a responsible thing and looked. With me is a tired Ron Quixote.
But I'm here, though. That's all that matters.
I was texting this nigga
off air. LA J-Dot took one of those unexpected naps, but I'm awake now. I'm here. That's all that matters. Let's go.
I'm thinking, wondering if everything's all right, because it's Mr. Robot night and this nigga don't miss Mr. Robot. So the fact that the nigga wasn't near his phone, I'm like, either he done fell into some good vagina or something's wrong. But it was a good nap, which is almost as hard to get out of as good vagina. But that's another story. We are back, episode 25. Last week we had the much debated, much talked about semifinals, final four of our Hip Hop Cities bracket, which I thought that was going to be my last chance to knock out Atlanta, and they survived thanks to the intervention of not Jehovah, but Jehovah. Shouts to Joe Cole, check out the artist guys. And we're back with the finale. It's not going to be much of a finale. I know how this shit's going to go. Although I do have a better chance since it's just me arguing with Ronnie and our resident Atlantean. Ryan is not here yet. He's being a good dad and shit. So we'll jump into that. We'll touch on a couple other things. We got an announcement to make. This will probably be a quick episode. We'll be back next week with some lengthy shit. Hopefully Ronnie will get his rest between now and then. So let's jump right into it. Chicago versus Atlanta. Go ahead, Ron.
It's Atlanta. I mean, like, I don't even know why you had to ask me.
See, this is why you voted Chicago over New York.
No, it's not at all. I promise it's not. But
you was prognosticating to the next round.
And I think AJ, deep down, you know that Chicago possibly only takes like one category of our criteria. I think deep down you know that it's Atlanta.
I 100% know it's Atlanta. And that is because see I'm gonna tell you, okay, when this changed, and I knew when it changed when we switched the criteria from quality of your classic albums to number of your classic albums, because that is what got Chicago over New York, and that is what put Atlanta's classic albums over LA, because LA's classic albums are much deeper. So I knew what was coming. I mean, it is what it is. Atlanta wins. I would have some Atlanta music queued up, but I don't really listen to Atlanta music.
Shame on you.
I mean, nigga, what you want, man? I'm from Ohio.
Atlanta is universal, though.
I missed the Outkast wave. You know what I'm saying? I missed the Goody Mob wave. You know, I one of my brothers listened to Ludacris back in the day. Like, that's really all I got, man. I wasn't a
like seriously. I couldn't even imagine like if you were to take Outkast and Goody Mob away from my childhood, like I couldn't even imagine it because my first sit down, it's story time, you know, it's fireside chat time with Ron. But my first memory of like really digging into an album, my cousin brought home Soul Food on cassette. We popped it in, we gathered around the cassette player and we just sat down and listened to it. And I remember like having my mind blown by an album. Like I've listened to music before, like, you know, my brother had Doggy Style. He was way too young to have the album, but I remember listening to Soul Food and thinking, wow, I didn't know, you know, this is what a rap album could be. So if you take that away from my childhood, I don't know, it probably would change the way I play because it had that impact on me.
See, for me, I think that's why I revere the West Coast music kind of a bit, because my first three rap albums I ever really dug into were Chronic 2001, the Marshall Mathers LP, which of course was largely produced by Dr. Dre, and then there was X by DMX. So two of my first three rap albums were heavily influenced by the West Coast. So but yeah, you know, I like I said, I get it, I understand. I ain't tripping. Now if this had been what we had initially planned it doing as starting five MCs from those areas, this might have went a little bit of a different way. Like from top on, you're taking top five MCs on. You probably would have saw a few upsets along the way. Like I said, Chicago's top five MCs. I'm taking
just for your shits and giggles, I'm about to compose a top five for Atlanta, and go through like who has the advantage from like center through point guard. First, of course, I would put Outkast. You know, Outkast is
they taking up two spots.
Taking up two spots, and I'm perfectly fine with it because I mean, Big Boy can rap better than anybody, just about anybody, and same with, you know, Three Stacks.
You are 100% correct about that. People don't give Big Boy, he's just
anybody else would have put Big Boy off and they would have been an idiot. But anyway, taking up two spots, I'm perfectly fine with that. I would also throw in CeeLo.
Okay,
then T.I.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the last spot is where it gets tricky because I could go, there's like so many different directions I could go, but if I could almost do like a Tracy McGrady approach and take a snapshot of someone at their prime, I'm just gonna toss in a Luda.
I was gonna say Luda at his apex for his rap ability.
Yeah.
I know the filler up balloons line kind of took the air out of his entire career, no pun intended, and that's kind of what we remember him for. But Luda at his apex was an absolute monster. I don't think, and Luda can still rap today. Like I just think his era passed him.
His style is dated, so it sounds really bad now. And because the thing is, a lot of his lines were corny back then, but he could sell them. Like, he could sell the hell out of them. Like, if any other rapper made Southern Hospitality, it would have been a corny-ass song. But Luda could sell those lines like hell, and it's dope. Really dated.
I still fucks with Luda's first three albums. That Back for the First Time.
Yeah.
Chicken and Beer and...
Whatever that fucking means.
What's that one? Shit, I don't remember. I don't feel like going
to I tell you what though, before we jump to Chicago, like a really underrated Ludacris album is not, you know, Chicken and Beer, is not Release Therapy. It's actually Theater of the Mind. That album was heavily slept on.
I agree. I like
that. He was rapping his ass off. Was up on that album. If you didn't fuck with that album, like, go check it out.
Oh yeah, Word of Mouth. So Back for the First Time, Word of Mouth, Chicken and Beer. Red Light District wasn't a bad album. Release Therapy wasn't, and neither was Theater of the Mind. So I mean, if you really want to look, Luda's first six albums were pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good run for most rappers. Like I said, I just think that whole filler up balloons line and the beef with Drake and that shit just it's the reason we don't remember his rap career fondly. We're gonna start in five for Chi-Town. I mean, obviously, Common, Lupe, Kanye, Twista, Fifth.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Who are you from in the field for Chicago?
I mean, up and comer, you could go Keith, you could go Chance. Neither one of them is super great on the mic.
I think you should go Chance because I'm in the minority that Chance could actually really rap. And when he was rapping, no one was listening to him, so no one really knows. But Chance can actually really rap.
I mean, I've listened to all of Chance's music. Chance is an okay rapper. I'm not about to listen to him in like a cypher or a freestyle. Or, you know, I'm not putting him up in a beef with him. But I do agree that Chance isn't a bad MC. It's just that he's good at what he does. Chance more with like a storyteller, a vocal of emotion when he really wants to rap. But yeah, Atlanta takes it based on the category that we had. But if we'd have done this starting five, I think it would have been pretty interesting. And that may be something we revisit down the line. But speaking of Chicago MC, Everyday Struggle asked the question either yesterday or the day before, does Kendrick rap better than Lupe? And I think the answer was a resounding no. So that's not what I'm here to ask. My question is, can you name five MCs better than Lupe Fiasco?
Nope.
Can you try?
No, because what? And I'm dead ass serious. What Lupe does with words is amazing.
I agree.
Lupe is a true wordsmith. Like, he contorts. Okay, like the English language. Okay, let me break it down. The English language is very unique in that you can have one word mean multiple things. You know that, and Lupe. I really hate similes. I really hate when rappers use like and as and, you know, the end of their punchlines. Lupe is metaphor driven. So the way he does with words and what they mean, it's amazing. So, and Kendrick kind of does that, but not quite on that level. Now, Kendrick, and we've talked about this before, I think Kendrick is the better technical rapper. Like, Kendrick is fit better than Lupe, but when it comes to just
He'll chew a beat better than Lupe.
Right.
Like he'll
right. But when it comes to lyricism, I don't think anybody in history is touching Lupe. I think a close second is maybe like an Eminem. I think Lupe still has Eminem on that front.
I was gonna like in thinking about it, like, and obviously not just lyrics, but we talk MC. Somebody who you would want to hear rap, somebody who's going to get on the track and just rap. And my first and only thought was Black Thought.
Yeah.
And that's because I just don't think anybody is getting on a microphone or a beat and out rapping Black Thought. Now, if we're only strictly talking about lyrics, then yes, Lupe wins that. And I found it interesting that Lupe did say on Twitter the other day, I will go down as the greatest lyricist of all time, and I'm willing to prove that at any given time. Granted, Drogas Light doesn't give me much hope for that, but Mikey Rocks of the Cool Kids was apparently listening to Lupe's new album, and he said it's absolutely amazing. Of course, Mikey Rocks is.
I will say this though, I'm so glad that Lupe is self-aware that he's full of shit.
I am too.
When he released Drug Is Light, he said, I released this album to make my previous album look that much better.
Yeah.
So he released a shit album on purpose.
Yeah. Like, Tetsuo. Tetsuo and Youth the Sound right. Between some bad albums. So it looks way better by comparison.
Which I think is bullshit, but hey, at least he owns up to his bullshit. So when he says, okay, I'm actually putting effort into this next album, I believe him.
Yeah, I mean,
the skill never went away. It's still there.
He got tired of rapping. He outgrew it. Like, Lupe right. is such a, like, we talk Donald Glover being a Renaissance man, but Donald Glover's Renaissance man stuff is all within creativity. Lupe is just a diverse person. I mean, he's on Facebook all the fucking time posting videos of him playing with samurai and ninja weapons. Like, that's Lupe. Like, I don't think Lupe cares at all about, but I do find it interesting that he said, "I'm willing to prove it at any given time." And that to me lets me know that when Lupe wants to rap, he can rap. I mean, I think the greatest thing to me about Lupe is a master at putting a crazy metaphor behind a crazy metaphor so that you don't notice it. Lupe will sit and...
Yeah, what comes to mind is a very underrated freestyle he had, SLR2. You remember that one?
Which one?
SLR2. He released it like in 2012.
Yep.
The first verse is...
He's still there.
Yeah, the first verse is a metaphor, and he goes back in the second verse and say, "Oh yeah, I didn't forget about that metaphor. Here's another punchline, you know, that's related to that metaphor I said in the first verse." Like, it's crazy, and only he can do that.
Yeah, like one of my favorite ones of his is in Switch, the science project or the experiment, where he goes, "You can't touch the sound that I'm busting out. It's like a cloud trying to touch the ground." And initially, that doesn't sound like much. Until you realize he's talking about lightning.
Right.
He's talking about lightning and thunder. And then my other favorite one is in Failure, where he sets it up with, "I could walk the walk, couldn't really talk the talk, had to get my talk to properly explain my walk, because this lack in talk had my walk looking off. Now I'm over the limp. Watch how they mugs drop when they see my verb."
When they see my verb is able.
And then he ad-libs that with, "That's the union." At first, I was like, okay, that talk, that was just a cold ass way to say, like, yo, I was always about my shit, but I had to up my game so motherfuckers really saw I was about my shit, because niggas thought I was weird because I couldn't talk. And then, like, I had seen The Usual Suspects before, but I watched it as an adult, and I remember at the end, the mug dropping, and that whole line came back into my head. I was like, bro, but that was just so hard.
Here's another, we could stand on this all night, but here's another Lupe metaphor that, like, it's not really a metaphor, but the way he constructed this verse is top notch. It's on Hurt Me Soul, when he starts off and he lists the list of things through the Grim Reaper's sickle sharpening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go through that, and then he wraps it up with all the world's ills sitting on chrome 24 inch rims?
Sitting on chrome 24 inch wheels.
24-inch wheels. If you go through, he lists 24 items.
I didn't know that one.
Bruh, it took me so long to realize that. I was like, seriously? Like, who even comes up with that?
Yeah, I mean, you can go through a ton of... I mean, the second verse on Trials and Tribulations, where everything is related to a gun.
Right.
Then to go back on that same beat and talk about piracy with Jay-Z on Pressure. Like, it's... When people ask why I'm a Lupe stan, it's always like, you just have to understand the way what that man does with words. It's next to impossible to do. And when he's at his best, like, everyone talks about Mural, and Mural is like, I always used to say, and other people used to always say, what would happen if Lupe just went full Super Saiyan? That's Mural. He put aside all notions of writing a good song and just wrote some of the dopest metaphors that he could write.
Crazy shit is Mural is still light work to me. Like, that's not even Lupe at 10. Like, he gave out a 7 on that one. That's still dope.
It's like quadruple entendres in that shit. Like, each line means four different things in that. And I'm like, I'm not saying that that's the hardest he could go. I'm saying that's the hardest he's willing to go and show us.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's like, this is the deepest I'm going to give y'all. Enjoy it. Like, we always say, we don't know if we've ever heard Jay-Z go hard. And Lupe could have ended his career having done that, but he at least gave us Mural to say, all right, here you go. I'm going to let y'all hear me just rap for the sake of fucking rapping for 8 minutes straight. And he does it. Like, the other day, Kyle was playing something and somebody was rapping over the Mural beat. I was like, bro, who the fuck is, who's dumb enough to rap over that? He was like, Royce. I was like, oh, well, never mind.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My bad. Royce is one of the few MCs that can, and Royce is another dude that MC-wise, not lyric-wise, but MC-wise, might be able to rap with Lupe.
Yeah.
Might be able to rap. I'm not saying he can. I'm saying he might. But Black Thought was the only one that came to mind where it's like... And Lupe said himself that I think it was Talib or Mos Def wanted to do a track with him, like around when Food and Liquor was dropping. And he heard it and he was like, nah, you're not setting me up to fuck me up like that. And he declined it because the verse was that hard. So I think
it was Mos Def.
Okay, yeah. So I think Lupe said himself he's about two or three on the greatest all-time lyricist list, but he said by the time he's done, he'll be number one. So that excites me as a Lupe fan, but yeah, I'm in agreement. I don't know if you can list five MCs better than Lupe. I certainly am not about to sit right in my brain and try. And if you think for whatever reason I'm bullshitting Failure and Mural and Theme Music to a Drive-By. Hell, the first two Fahrenheit mixtapes. Just go listen to them.
Yeah, just go listen to them.
The first two Fahrenheit mixtapes is crazy.
He was doing nothing but passing out bars there. It was like, you know, it was a mixtape. No hooks for real, just bars.
Bars for the sake of bars. And that was like light work. Like that's the shit that had Jay-Z wanting to sign him, and why Jay-Z like did a lot in his power to get Lupe in the game, because Jay-Z said he reminds me of a young me. So when Jay-Z's telling you that, you know something. And young Jay-Z was not a slouch on the mic.
Not at all.
So, all right. And this episode is going to be really short, guys, like we said. But we do have an announcement to make. We are looking for another co-host. Obviously, we all have busy lives. So we're trying to get up to four regular hosts. So that way on a night where if I can't make it, or if Ronnie's sleeping, or if Ryan's being a good dad, we have at least three people here to bounce ideas off of and shit. So I'll put an official posting out for it through the website at some point this week or early next week, preferably a woman. Sorry guys, but there's too much testosterone on here already. We would love to have a differing voice, somebody that can point out things from a woman's perspective. We want to make sure we're giving that voice here, preferably a black woman, and somebody who can hang with us. If you guys listen to this, you know what we're about. We're jokesters. We love hip hop. We love comic books. We love action movies. We love just shit that young millennial blurs like. So if you know anybody, or if you are that person, hit us up. The KWC blog on Twitter at Ron Quixote _ at AJ _PHX at Eagle Eye 1906. Isn't that Ryan's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. At one of us. If you write, that's even better. We'd love to get some more. We're trying to get more content posted. But we've got some other stuff working behind the scenes, and an extra person would just be great to have on. So if you are that person, or you know that person, please hit us up and let us know. This might be like the shortest fucking podcast ever. We're like 22 minutes.
Hey, I mean, get in and get out.
I mean, this isn't a bank robbery. If we had any.
But yeah, just to echo what.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to echo what AJ said. Yeah, of course, we're looking for podcast hosts. We need writers. But, you know, if you do anything, like if you're good at graphic design, if you're good at anything, and just, you know, like us and want to help out, just hit us up. I mean, we could find something for you. I mean, growing, and you know, we're starting to build our following, and you know, we want people to grow with us. So if you do anything creatively, just hit us up, and you know, let's link up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're Ronnie was kind enough when he built this platform up to reach out to the likes of me and Ryan and some of the other guys that write on the sports side, WAP, Ryan, Alex, and a few of those other guys. I haven't met all of them because, you know, I'm lazy. But you know, he's kind enough to reach out to all of us to kind of build this network. So we're kind of passing that along as well. We know there's a lot of voices out there that want to be heard and that may not, you know, have the platform. And shouts out to Huria for kind of talking us into doing this. So like, if you do anything, man, if you write short stories, if you do poetry, if you like make videos, little shorts and stuff, let us know. We'd love to bring you in and have you as a part of our community, and use our platform to uplift your creativity, while simultaneously continuing to build out what we're doing here. So the Blur community is great. We're trying to expand into it, and we want to help some more people expand into it. So yeah, if you know somebody, let us know. Period. Hit us up. And we might give you access to the blog account as long as you don't tweet crazy stuff from it.
That's yeah, we might. I still don't know if I barely trust you with it, AJ. So I don't know.
Oh come on, man! I haven't tweeted anything crazy from there in the year that it's been up.
But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because it actually would be lovely to have a social media person. So hey, if you like to just sit on your ass and tweet all day, that's another thing we could use. So hit us up.
I would just like to say Rod for short is the worst fucking person on the So his Pistons played my Charlotte Hornets tonight, and my Hornets lost 102-90, and Rod just sent me a picture of the score with a bunch of upside down smiley faces.
Rod is going to let you know about it. He's an expert trash talker.
When the 2-year anniversary of the Michigan State blocking Michigan's punt to win the game, I got a picture of that. The Appalachian State 10-year anniversary, I got a picture of that. Thank you for constantly ruining my day, Rod. I appreciate it. I should have never gave you my phone number. But Rod actually is a good human being. He's just a terrible fucking friend. But anyways, do you got anything else, Ronnie?
That's it.
Ron's about to log off to go watch Mr. Robot. I'm going to sleep because I volunteered at the Atlanta airport today and I took 8,000 steps. We were doing the USO. They had some troops coming in. Guitar. So we welcomed them back. That was a pretty cool moment. To see some airmen get united with their families and their squadrons. I got to help a couple kids who were enlisting in the military to get to their places. Another kid who was fresh out of basic, he was on his way to Italy and he had like a 36-hour layover in Atlanta and he was just dog tired. He'd been jumping out of planes for like the last month. Helped him get to his station. So it was actually pretty cool. I'm tired of shit, but it was a worthwhile experience. My family's all military, so I always look for a chance to give back to the troops and the veterans out there. So that was a pretty cool experience. But I need to bathe in some Epsom salt. I keep forgetting I'm 30, and I'm out of shape. So I got.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here. Yeah.
Nah, man, fuck that shit, man. One of my coworkers has been with my job longer than I've been alive, and she looks younger than me. So I'm like, that gives me hope. I'm getting a fucking spin bike because I can't run because I have really bad shin splints, and I'm about to start exercising while I watch NBA basketball games and shit. I'm gonna get back to prime AJ levels around here, I hope. But that's TMI. Y'all ain't care about that shit. But anyways, we are out. Thank you all for your support. We'll be back next week, assuming Ronnie doesn't take a nap. And
Ryan's, we will be back next week.
And Ryan's daughter is not giving him fits when he's trying to put her to bed so he can join us and whatnot. And worst come to worst, I'll see if Sky wants to come on or some shit. We'll be back next week somehow, some way. Hell, I'll get my brother on here. Y'all can listen to us argue for an hour about dumb shit. We'll figure it out.
I'm down with it.
Let's get your brother on here, Ronnie.
No, let's not, because it would turn into a real argument, and it would never go off.
How much older is your brother than you?
My brother just turned 33.
Oh, well, yeah, me and my brother are a year apart, so our arguments are much worse.
Yeah.
Because he's 31 and I'm 30.
So. And he's like a straight-up hip-hop head. Like, I'm talking like DJ Muggs and Planet Asia, so he doesn't like any of this new shit. So he if I come on here talking about, oh yeah, Young Thug is one of the best lyricists of all time. Right. That's the shit he listens to. So
it's only going to end in one way.
I definitely
have to meet your brother.
Yeah, he's an interesting fella, yeah.
Does he live in Alabama?
Yeah, he does.
No. Well, shit. I'll have to meet your we'll have to get your brother and my brother on and one of Ryan's 8 brothers on here one day, and we'll have to do like a brother battle royale or some shit.
Yeah, we could do that.
Since my brother's now a listener of the podcast, just to debate my opinions with me the day after. I'll have to actually get on here so he can talk this shit, and we'll set it up. We'll do a brother battle royale or some shit.
Yeah, I'm down.
But all right, man. We will holler at y'all later. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.
gotta keep a facade, I gotta play it cool. Like when you with a girl and she can wait at school. Gonna get a leather shirt, my stomach never hurts. Strong face, strong jaw shown to my competitors. I tear my ACL and wouldn't even limp. I keep my head up high so I can read the blimps. Don't even scream if something hot burns my fingertips. I just wait a couple seconds, then I reattempt. I had a real childhood, my shit was wildhood. But crying ain't my style, cause I can smile good. I don't take shit personal, I don't get jealous. You can leave my name off, you can misspell it. I ain't wit yelling, I ain't even mad. I ain't screaming, catching feelings and breathing bad, yeah. My favorite phrase is, so what, I'm stone cut, I'm bad to the bone, no need to blow up. Calm before the storm or something. I ain't cried since 94 or something. Legs tied, cause I've been running things. That shit is exhausting, I'm in a ton of pain. But I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling. Trying to write fire, get my pen full of flame. That shit burned my hand, I'm in a ton of pain. But I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no selling. I won't sweat it, it happened to brothers every year. I hit my thumb with a hammer and wouldn't shed a tear. Yeah, still waters, I'm a real deep. Airplane hit turbulent, shit, I'm still asleep. I hit my knee on the bed corner and run a sprint. I cried once for having for every summer since. For those of you who doubt, and I take it that far, I had an asthma attack during the last ball. My legs tied, cause I've been running things. That shit is exhausting, I've been a ton of pain. But I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling. Trying to fight fire, get my pen full of flame. That shit burned my hand, I'm in a ton of pain. But I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling, I'm no settling. You ain't coming and sending no. That shit get to me, I pretend it don't. I gotta keep a facade, I gotta play it cool. Like when you with a girl and she get away in school. Gonna get a leather shirt, my stomach never hurt. Strong face, strong jaw shown to my competitors. It ain't me in the spot, what shit it could've been. The homie got that shit, well fucking good for him.
That part, right there, right there, right there.
Don't call it a
podcast. I've been here for years.
TheKidsWearCrowns.com